Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And by the way, if you are serious about serving Christ, if you're doing something for the Lord that He has called you to do and equipped you to do, you will get opposition. And some of that opposition will come from your family. Don't be shocked by it. Jesus Christ warned us about that. If you were the devil, who would you use to try to hinder God's servant? Some stranger who said something negative to us while passing by? No. The devil is far more ferocious than that. He's going for the jugular. You people don't understand. But the devil does not pussyfoot around. The devil goes for the jugular every shot he gets. That's why we have so many people knocked out of the race today, the Christian race. But be that as it may, welcome, including our standing between the living and the dead. Memorial and devotional family, service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 202, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order, along with my family. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And so today we are reading Deuteronomy chapter 4. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, according to your holy word and will. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. And down through the years, I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, I pray that as we read another chapter in your Holy Word, that you'll grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to not only read it, but to remember it and to hide it in our hearts and to meditate on it and use it for your glory, your praise, and your honor in sharing it with others and preaching it to those who don't know your Savior. That is the gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. lest ye corrupt yourselves and make your graven image the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Verse 19, unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and sware that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall surely, or rather, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen whither the Lord shall lead you. Verse 27, and the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors? According to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes, unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, there is none else beside him. Out of the heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. To drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Verse 40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. Then Moses severed three cities on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer, the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and they came forth out of Egypt. On this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth-peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, from Aurora, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the springs of Pisgah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for how powerful it is. We thank you, Lord, for from your holy word, how that we ought to obey your commandments and do your will. Help us to do that so that others would be encouraged. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. And for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, on this journey, what one popular songwriter and singer called this thing called life. Family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I still love you. And to our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional family members, memorial and devotional service family members, welcome. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family and devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 29. We're at Psalm 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Dr. Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, goes on to say, based upon this powerful verse, this is not so much a prayer as a resolution. My. My voice shalt thou hear. I will not be dumb. I will not be silent. I will not withhold my speech. I will cry to thee, for the fire that dwells within compels me to pray to you and to look up. We can sooner die than live without prayer. None of God's children are possessed with a dumb devil. In the morning, this is the fittest time for intercourse with God. Allow me to repeat that. In the morning, this is the fittest time for intercourse with God. An hour in the morning is worth two in the evening. I agree with that. While the dew is on the grass, let grace drop upon the soul. And let us give to God the mornings of our days and the morning of our lives. Prayer should be the key of the day and the lock of the night. Devotion should be both the morning star and the evening star. Go ahead, Spurgeon. You being dead, yet liveth and speaketh. If we merely read our English version and want an explanation of these two sentences, we find it in the figure of an archer. I will direct my prayer unto thee. I will put my prayer upon the bow. I will direct it towards heaven. And then when I have shot up my arrow, I will look up to see where it has gone. But in the Hebrew, the Hebrew has a still fuller meaning than this. I will direct my prayer. It is the word that is used for the laying in order of the wood and the pieces of the victim upon the altar. And it is used also for the putting of the showbread upon the table. It means just this. I will arrange my prayer before thee. I will lay it out upon the altar in the morning, just as the priest lays out the morning sacrifice. I will arrange my prayer, or as old Master Trapp has it, I will marshal up my prayers. I will put them in order. Call up all my prayers and bid them stand in their proper places, that I may pray with all my might and pray acceptably. And will look up, or as the Hebrew might better be translated, I will look out. I will look out for the answer after I have prayed. I will expect that the blessing shall come. It is a word that is used in another place where we read of those who watched for the morning. So will I watch for thine answer. O my Lord, I will spread out my prayer like the victim on the altar, and I will look up and expect to receive the answer by fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice. Two questions are suggested by the last part of this verse. Do we not miss very much of the sweetness and efficacy of prayer by want of careful meditation before it and of hopeful expectation after it? We too often rush into the presence of God without forethought or humility. We are like men who present themselves before a king without a petition. And what wonder is it that we often miss the end of prayer? We should be careful to keep the stream of meditation always running, for this is the water to drive the mill of prayer. It is idle to pull up the floodgates of a dry brook. It is idle to pull up the floodgates of a dry brook and then hope to see the wheel revolve. Prayer without fervency is like hunting. Prayer without fervency is like hunting with a dead dog, and prayer without preparation is hawking with a blind falcon. Prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit, but he works by means. God made man, but he used the dust of the earth as a material. The Holy Ghost is the author of prayer, but he employs the thoughts of a fervent soul as the gold with which to fashion the vessel. Let not our prayers and praises be the flashes of a hot and hasty brain, but the steady burning of a well-kindled fire. But furthermore, do we not forget to watch the result of our supplications? We are like the ostrich which lays her eggs and looks not for her young. We sow the seed and are too idle to seek a harvest. How can we expect the Lord to open the windows of his grace and pour us out a blessing if we will not open the windows of expectation and look up for the promised favor? And let holy preparation link hands with patient expectation, and we shall have far larger answers to our prayers. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for this simple but powerful truth and teaching. And we thank you, Lord, for reminding us to pray and teaching us to pray and how to pray and how to expect an answer from you. We give you the glory, praise, and honor for this time together. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with the spirit and order of program, if you will, order of service that we developed with the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service, let's continue to read what I call the family verses. In Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, today God is speaking to the wife. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. In the word, or the two words, everything, they mean everything in the Greek. So, and it does not matter, wives, whether you love the man or like the man or hate the man. In God's eyes, God wants you to obey his word since you're married. And there's a blessing always in obedience to God's word. Now, let's pray together for others. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who name the name of Christ. Help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And we pray, Lord, for the president and his administration and all of the government ministers in this country and around the globe, nationwide and state by state. We pray also for all prime ministers and all presidents and all potentates and all premiers in governments around the world in the same way. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the salvation and repentance of the people in leadership in this country and around the globe, that they will have their eyes open. Lord, open their eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls and change their lives. And Lord, I do pray so that we can lead peaceful and quiet lives in a very real sense. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray, Lord, for all persecuted Christians around the globe. We pray for their protection and their comfort. Give them grace in their trying hours and in their possibly dying hours. Lord, let your will be done. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of people who are not saved around the globe. We pray that you will revive those who are saved in the church and heal those who are sick and who are in need of healing. Lord, according to your word and your will, and according to whether or not we meet your requirements of confession of sin, of repentance, and for some salvation. And Lord, we pray that you'll comfort those who are grieving and who are mourning because of the death of loved ones from the coronavirus plague situation. Let your will be done. And Lord, we pray that you draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. And now, Lord, we pray for some prayer requests that have come in. We pray for Penny. Help her to make the right decision regarding the man who wants to marry her. We pray for Shamina. Provide her and her husband with jobs. We pray for Jocelyn. Continue to have your way in her life, in the lives of her family members. Give her a closer walk with you and a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit in her life. We pray also for all people who have gotten saved through the ministry here, through the preaching of the gospel. We pray for a few by name here now, but we pray for the thousands of others who have gotten saved as well. We pray for Maria, Pamela, Chaping, Samuel, and Scola. We pray also, Lord, for the people who have recommitted their lives to Christ by the preaching of your holy word through this ministry. We pray for these few by name, but we pray for the thousands of others who have done so as well. Help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Lindsay. We pray for Yvonne. We pray for Januka. We pray for Mary, and we pray for Marty. We pray for the family and friends also, Lord, of people who have suffer the loss of loved ones, the loss of loved ones, rather, because of the coronavirus plague pandemic. We pray for the family and friends of Argentinian tire worker Victor Sotelo. We pray for the family and friends of Argentinian tire worker Javier Jimenez. We pray for the family and friends of North Dakota writer David Anthony Kraft. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Bajaya Kuma Nayak. And we pray for the family and friends of Canadian forester Jerry Cruzel. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours, and help them all to hear the gospel now and to be saved now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on: I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.